Welcome to Mineral Alchemy, Grounded Expansion to Access the Heart, brought to you by Instituto Zilanen and Mineral Muse Sadie Kadlik. In this session, Sadie will help us synthesize the themes, thoughts, and vibrations of the prior five classes. Then she will lead us through a meditation that uses the breath in an intentional way to expand and open the heart so that these energies can weave together and anchor. It is our deepest hope that this session nourishes your consciousness with inspiration and content designed to align your body, mind, and spirit. We are here with you and for you.
So today is the synthesis of everything that we've been building up to. It's an exciting day because we've arrived. We've arrived at this point in the work. For those of you who are still catching up, this will still be profound. This will still be powerful for you. You can go back and revisit the days that you've attended and also the ones that you may have yet to experience. When you come to the sixth day, you'll have another experience that's different than the one that you'll have now. So when we think about what we're doing today is we're taking the energies of all the different minerals that we've come to experience and learn about, and we're integrating them into one collective voice. Here, you know, we started with our black tourmaline and the energy of tourmaline as it spoke to us, as it showed up in our lives, as it raising our consciousness and what it was doing in our mind personally. And then, you know, we added in the selenite and the amethyst, the amazonite, the smoky quartz, all of that. And so each stone, each mineral has its own expression and the own expression that is, you know, personal to you and also collectively powerful. So today we're kind of blending all of that together. We're blending in the different voices of the stones in one collective energy. I like to think of it a little bit like in Japanese, when you have like kanji, so you know the kanji for tree is like this. It's just like this little shape, and then you add one next to it, and it means wood. And you add another one next to it, and it means forest. And so the idea is, when you bring these energies together, they're similar, but they're building off each other, and they're expanding the essence and the meaning of, what you can feel and learn and receive from that collective energy. And when we open ourselves up to expanding and going deeper in this way, that's when the alchemical process truly happens. So we'll be just going over some of the stones again, just to review and kind of touch on ones that were really powerful for us and any thoughts or reflections we had in the work so far, before we go into a deeper breathing meditation. And with this meditation, I highly recommend lying down if possible. The first part of it is very active, and you might feel maybe a little like the breath is quick paced, so you might feel slightly lightheaded. It's totally fine. We're not doing it for very long, but just to know that like you want to be relaxed when you do this. And then it'll make the complete restorative breath and meditation that much more enjoyable because you can release. There's nothing about you that needs to hold anything up. You are open and able to receive completely. If you're not able to do that, you can still do it sitting up, but just know that if you have a chance to do it lying down, I highly recommend that. If you have your stones with you, you can put them around you also, so you can set them, create a little bit of a grid around your body. If you don't have all the stones we've worked with this week, then use what you have, connect to what you have. Let that be brought in as a grounding element to this work. So let's talk about the things that we've experienced so far. We started with black tourmaline. Take a moment to reflect and see, the first day, that first experience with tourmaline and how it impressed you or impacted you. It's the reason we started with black tourmaline is because it's so powerfully grounding us when we may not, we may think we're grounded and it anchors us even further. We may not feel grounded at all and it immediately gives us a foundation beneath our feet. We may be in the air and it's like, oh, I will meet you wherever you are. I will provide the foundation wherever you're at. And I think that's something that is really supportive, because we don't have to search for the ground, it will find us. So let's move on to selenite. This is one that's also really, really intense. It's such a beautiful, angelic energy. We feel washed in peace when it's with us, and it gives us the structure, the energetic structure, to really tap in and find our purpose within the work that we do. I was actually thinking about selenite today in the way that it supports the back and the bones. You know, whenever we feel like muscle fatigue, that's really because of misalignment in our skeletal system. Selenite is the thing that I go to. So I'm like, oh my gosh, my posture isn't good, and it's affecting my ability to be present in the world. It's affecting my ability to show up. I'll work with selenite, just bring it in, and just like, all right, okay, where am I kind of shrinking? We release a lot of trauma, we hold a lot of trauma in our bodies, that's just a fact of life. And selenite helps us to release that, gives us permission to remember why we're here and what we're doing. And when we have that, we feel empowered. We can just instantly stand up a little taller, sit up a little straighter, breathe a little deeper, and feel softer towards the world. I had struggled with an allergic skin condition. I felt like I was allergic to everything, and I was itchy all the time. And I was prescribed medicine for it, just a general antihistamine. And I remember I was like, I don't really want to take this every day forever. And I decided to try working with selenite. And the thing that was so profound with selenite was wherever I felt like that tendency to scratch because I was itchy, I would just hold the selenite to that part of my body and say, I hear you, I see you, I love you. And within a month, I didn't experience it anymore. It was gone. I didn't have any of that itchiness. And I felt like the selenite helped me find my way back to loving my body, find my way back to nurturing myself, to seeing myself, seeing what I was doing and how, my body was screaming for attention in some way, shape, or form. And I think our bones do that too. Our bones carry the weight of our whole existence. It's the thing that we're built on. And when we forget to love that part of ourselves because we don't see it so clearly, it often kind of asks us to, it screams at us as a little alarm. And if you do struggle with back pain or any sort of anything that around the body, try working with selenite to just bring a little bit more love into your experience. You know, it's like, okay, I see that you feel this way, I hear it, I love you, it's okay. And I really think that you'll see a big transformation. It's a supportive energy, right? We think, all these other grounding stones, we go to them for the support, but we forget that selenite is so supportive to us in a very different way. It's an expansive support, helped lift us up. When you think about breathing, and there's a heaviness to some of the grounding energies where we kind of slump down, we just release. But selenite is this thing where it activates us. So it's almost like taking our spine and giving us a little bit of space in between each vertebrae. So we sit up taller, and as we sit up taller, our breath expands and we feel more full and just, I'm here, I'm present, I'm alive, everything is possible. It's a very, very wonderful, wonderful experience. So smoky quartz. I feel like that's also one, that was our third stone, the one that this kind of all was built around, right? Embodies the essence of grounded expansion inherently, just in its vibration, both this grounding and this expansive quality. It's a very dynamic energy, and we're embodying grounding and expanding in one experience, and really this piercing, this meeting point in the heart. So it's pulling us in both directions at the same time. And so much can shift within us. It's like going into the past and into the future simultaneously while still being in the present. And if that's not dynamic and magical, I don't know what is. I really believe that the connection we have to a mineral and the way it's manifesting, you know, in our body and the way it's kind of encouraging our energy to do something reveals a lot. And when you go so deep with a mineral, it's almost like it's wanting you to keep going further. Like it's saying, like, you haven't scratched the surface. Just keep experiencing that deep feeling that that is what's happening. Like you're going deep. Just accept it and appreciate that this is where you are. Let that be supportive. Let that be energetically guiding. And one of the things I would love to encourage everyone is that kind of release your expectations of what you hope will happen with a stone. Because it has its own ideas for you. No matter what I say, no matter what you think, the stone has its own vibration and it knows exactly why it's called to you, what it's helping you with, what it's supporting. There's a few stones that whatever I do, no matter how much I want to be like consciously like awake, they just drop me in. Green apophyllite is like that. Suddenly I'm taken into like the magics of my childhood and I'm immersed in this very playful experience and I can't get out of it, I can't shake it, but I'm very deep and I'm not so conscious. It just feels like a really blissful memory. And there's parts to the energy that I know about green apophyllite that I want to tap into. I'm like, no, I want to go here, I want to go here. And it's like, not yet, not yet. Go deep, just stay where I'm leading you and explore that energy. In some of my classes, I will ask people to challenge themselves, go against what you typically would do, right? We have like our, like, this is what's comfortable, this is what I think is right. But do something outside of that, expand it. You know, it's like, oh, I feel like grounding should happen at night. I'm gonna work with like black tourmaline at night every night. That could be its own experience, but doing it in the morning to see how it shapes your day. When I started my practice, I would work with one mineral for the day. And I would meditate just briefly in the morning, kind of tapping into like what its vibration, what its energy represented. You know, this might be just like saying, like, you know, kind of doing like a quick write about it, read about it, and just reflect on like, oh, cool, this is interesting. And just call its energy in. And then at the end of the day, I would reflect on that energy and, you know, meditate with it. And I would notice how the energy showed up and how it supported me. And what I think is really powerful in what you shared, you know, when you kind of allow the stones to call you into working with them at certain points, you open yourself up to the wisdom that they want to share and how they want to share it with you. So they guide you. Grounding in the morning is probably one of the most incredible things you can do for yourself. It sets the tone for your day, right? It allows things to have a foundation and to feel supported. If we only support ourselves at night, we miss out on how that support can really anchor us and keep us able to navigate the challenges that we experience moment by moment while we're awake. I think doing things that are more expansive at night, when our mind is free and flowing and just, you know, we can receive more peace, that helps us open our mind to receive the divine wisdom. When we're most receptive to it, right? When we're not distracted. When we're going to sleep, we're in a purely receptive state and can draw in so much more. They say that if you listen to something before you sleep, it is, if you're studying a language or you're trying to, you know, remember something, the last 30 minutes, hour before you go to bed is the most powerful time for it to be integrated into your mind. And I think that's why doing these expansive mind meditation, mineral meditations before bed are really helpful, because we're opening ourselves up and we're allowing ourselves to be receptive to what's coming. Throughout the day, we're distracted or we're involved in our reality, right? We're like, oh, I gotta do this, I have a list, I'm meeting a friend. And so our focus isn't so much on the spiritual connections or reflections that we're maybe hoping to have in the morning or in the night, when we have a little bit more time to ourselves, time for our mind to like think and process. So there's a lot of play that can happen with when and how you engage with these energies, and listen to what they suggest to you. Maybe they really want you to work with them in the middle of the day to pause everything and be like, nope, this is what you're doing. You need to carve out time for this and watch how profound it will be in your life. Or if you are, like, it's asking you, like, I'm only once a week and I want you to come to me very intentionally and we're going to go and do some very deep work together. We're going to focus. It's going to be a few hours. So, you know, like, create that moment in your week for me. If we're receptive and open and we allow it to guide us, then that's when we know how and when to use them and work with them very intentionally. The next stone that we worked with was amethyst. Amethyst reminded me of the layers that we all hold, the dimensions that each energy represents. How we come to something on the very surface layer, and that's beautiful, and we can work with that surface layer for a long time, but that we can keep going deeper and keep going deeper. And so we come back to the same mineral, and it's like, oh wow, if I expand this out, if I go deeper into this meaning, if I break this down, if I kind of see, you know, where it's flowing to, if I open myself up to kind of the depth and possibility of what this mineral is showing, you know, what am I discovering? And it, you know, it reminded me of the evolved state, right? Like, here we are, we come in, and then it's just the spiritual evolution that the minerals inspire as we go deeper, as we understand this one layer of them, we move on to the next layer and we can understand that, and then we keep going and we keep going. And there's no end. There's no end to what we can receive from them. They are infinitely deep and impactful. And I think with amethyst, I knew that. Then I was reminded as I was speaking about it, I was like, wow, I'm going into an even deeper experience with this stone. And it was very profound for me to like, in real life, as I was sharing, I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I'm just kind of leveling up with amethyst right now, and it's wild. So I just really appreciate the opportunity to share that with you and how it impacted me during this experience. So the last one that we worked with was amazonite. Amazonite is one that takes us somewhere. You know, it takes us to the different layers of who and what we are, how we love, who we love, how we're challenged in love, how we are love, and how we can really live in love and be love in action. It's hard to like come out of those meditations. I wish we could have stayed there a little bit longer, kind of really immersed in amazonite. And also, it almost felt like, you know, having a moment where we just were silent in our own vibration, in our own experience. And I would recommend, if possible, if you do that meditation again, just to like stop the video, stop the recording, and just stay there. Stay there in your own vibration, in your own loving vibration, until you're ready to come back to Earth, come back to reality. It left me feeling incredibly lifted. I felt like I was like bouncing out of here. I was just like, oh, amazonite, love, everyone, love. So it's always a fun stone to kind of seal the work and unfold. It's really like a blossoming of our loving vibration, kind of expanding outward. I like to see it too as like a ripple, you know, you like touch the water and it just kind of flows out. And to me, it's like wherever we touch with love, it ripples out and it affects, it makes the waves that impact each other. And so the more that ripple can be of love, the better. So amazonite is found in near around the Amazon. It's also found in Russia and in the US and some other places that aren't very Amazon-like, you know, like the Southwest, the desert. Couldn't be more different than the Amazon, in my opinion. So there is, you know, it's interesting. One of the things that I'm personally working on is exploring the relationship to community and minerals. So the minerals of the land where they're at, you know, what is happening there? And why is this mineral showing up in those locations? What does it have to say? How does it influence the, you know, the communities? And why are those communities the ones that receive its energy or receive, you know, just by being on that ground? And then when it's taken from the ground and shared, what is the purpose of those communities being the ones to pass it on? You know, what does that mean? There's a deep relationship, and you know, kind of seeing that the different pockets of where stuff shows up, like quartz is everywhere. What does that mean, right? Like quartz is everywhere. You cannot not find it somewhere. You could like literally be just digging in your backyard and it'll pop up. And then there's some minerals that are just in very specific locations, right? They're, you know, like Larimar, only found in the Dominican Republic. What does that mean? You can't find it anywhere else. When you think about how certain minerals show up in certain places and when they're discovered, I think it really correlates to a lot of that powerful energy of, you know, what is happening in time, how is this mineral supporting it, and what does that mean, and how can it be shared, and why does it need to be shared from this community into the world? So, yeah, I mean, I would encourage you to explore the relationship that you have to Amazonite, and that connection feels so powerful. I mean, the name itself just draws us into thinking of it. And I too have those memories. I'm like, oh wow, like this makes me feel abundant. You know, the Amazon represents abundance to me, abundance of life, of plants, of clean air, fertile soil. And when I think of love, that's what I feel. I want that sensation. And so when I think of it showing up into the desert region, I feel like it's showing up there to kind of bring that sense of abundance. There's water is lacking, and is it connected to the water element? And yes, it is, it is. And so it's showing up in this very dry, remote place that feels devoid of abundance in some way. What does that represent? You know, when we see this mineral showing up here, how does that impact that community? What does that reflect for that community? It's a very, very powerful practice to kind of explore the land where you are and the minerals that are found there, the communities, like really bringing these connections together. It's where my mind goes all the time with minerals, and people ask, where is this one from? I'm like, wow, it's such an important question, significant, and really awakens us up to like a higher consciousness, finding the intention of the earth and sharing these energies with us and in whatever way they come to us, right? And as we were sharing before, the minerals find us. They allow themselves to be discovered at certain points in time. And it's for their energy to be shared and brought into the consciousness of the earth, consciousness of the world. And I think that's why the work that IX does is so profound and beautiful, because it's really sharing these energies and allowing people to connect and feel supported by them, feel awakened by them. And that's one of the reasons why we are here, is to experience that together. Well, find your way to however you want to meditate. Oh, before we begin, just one quick thing. So for this breath, it's going to be a two-part breath. We're going to breathe in deep into the belly, second breath into the chest, and then exhale. So two breaths in, one breath out, all through the mouth. We're only going to be doing this for about 10 minutes, so rest assured. I know it sounds long, but it's deep. And then we'll be relaxing, purely relaxing. So you can set yourself up. You know, find a place to sit or lie down. You can have your minerals in your hands or around you. And just make sure you feel comfortable and calm. Before we begin the breath, this active breathing, anchor yourself, call in the minerals that we've worked with this week. Call in the energy of black tourmaline, allow it to meet you where you are, to provide a foundation for your experience. Let selenite guide the structure, support you in whatever way you need to be supported. Let smoky quartz nourish you and enable you to ground and expand simultaneously, bridging these energies within you. Let amethyst open your mind and reveal the layers of experience, of wisdom. Let it help you become more receptive and focused and guide your intention. And use the amazonite as a complete unfolding. Let it immerse you in the loving vibration that is all things everywhere, within and without. Let every breath be one of love for yourself, for others, for the world. An endless giving and receiving of loving vibration. And when you feel settled and you feel ready, you can begin this active breath. So two breaths in, one breath out, all through the mouth. Keep breathing, finding your rhythm, keeping up the pace. If things come up for you, just let them be. Know that you are in your home, you are safe, you are secure, and just tap into the breath. Use the breath to activate your energy and release. Keep breathing, bringing in the energies of the stones, finding support as you need. Maybe one of them will be showing up for you very prominently, guiding and supporting your experience. Maybe they all will show up. Maybe they're all there beneath you. However they come, welcome them. Allow yourself to go deep with that energy. Breathe deep into the lower belly, breathe deep into the heart, release it all. As you breathe, let your breath be intentional. Let the love that is coming into your body nourish you and support you. You may feel tightness in your muscles, but just keep breathing. Allow the breath to loosen you. What happens when we live with intention? When we trust so deeply that our heart can open and our love can flow out without condition. Breathe deeper into the belly, breathe deeper into the heart, breathe like you mean it. Breathe like your life depended on it. Breathe like the peace of the world depended on it. As you breathe, remember that you are supported. Remember that you are loved. Remember that anything is possible. Remember the spaces and communities that nurture you. Remember the ways that you nurture and support your communities. Keep breathing, you're almost there. Just a few more minutes. Remember to breathe deep and release fully. Maybe pick up the pace for just a second. Breathe. Just keep breathing. Let your breath help you move whatever is stagnant within you. Use it to release the hold that certain beliefs or fears, wherever they have found their way into your body. Use this breath to break them free and process them and release them. Give yourself permission to feel whatever is coming up. Let yourself know that it's okay, that everything will be okay. Feel the power and movement of energy that is transpiring within your body. Keep breathing just a little bit longer. Make this last minute count. Keep breathing, you're almost there. Really allow your breath to nourish you, support you, release whatever is finding its way inside of you, that release whatever is yearning to be expressed. And then now, relax the breath. Relax the breath. Relax your body. Relax the mind. Relax your spirit. Allow your heart to unfold. Allow the minerals to offer their wisdom. And be in your own loving vibration. Allow yourself to feel the release of everything you've held on to for so long. The stories you've told yourself about you, the pains and traumas you have experienced. Let them all go. Begin to envision each stone coming to you one by one with a message. Starting with whatever stone feels powerful for you. Maybe you want to start with smoky quartz to feel the bridge help you tap into the grounding and the expansiveness of black tourmaline and selenite. What does smoky quartz have to offer you in this moment, here and now? What message does black tourmaline have to offer you in this moment, here and now? What message does selenite want to share with you? How about amethyst? How is amethyst showing up for you? And finally, amazonite. How is this mineral coming into your experience? What is it sharing with you? Let your breath be relaxed and natural. Let your heart be open and expansive. Let your body, mind, and soul feel supported and nourished and inspired. And when you envision all of these stones together, their energies, their wisdom coming together, how has their individual message shifted dynamically for you? As if a choir of voices sharing one piece of wisdom, one collective piece of wisdom. What are you here to receive? begin to deepen your breath, to invite more consciousness back into your body. Slowly awakening, maybe moving gently from side to side, taking your time, moving slow. Do not rush, there is nowhere to rush to. Let your deep breath guide your movement. Maybe you'll shift your body to the side to slowly push yourself up. Keeping your eyes closed. Letting each movement be one of love and gratitude. Maybe rolling the neck, relaxing any muscles. Before tilting your head to the sky and opening your eyes, before coming back into the space, before looking at the screen. And if you want to take a moment to jot down anything that felt particularly resonant for you, now would be a very prime moment to do so. We'll just have a few moments of silence while everyone comes back into the space as they're ready. The breath can feel intense, but it really moves a lot within. And if anyone would like to share any thoughts or reflections that they had, when you feel ready, you're welcome to do so now. One of the things I think you really identify is that within us is a community of energy, different energy centers that need to be nurtured and loved and connected. When one is disconnected from the whole, we feel that in the heart. Feel that as grief, as pain, as confusion, as disconnection. We are communal connective creatures. Our energy wants to be connected. We are living in an interconnected world. And when we feel disconnected in one way, it's very sad. It makes us feel a lot of intense things like, why? I want to feel a part of the whole. I want my energy to feel whole. The heart, when we think about giving and receiving, so we always think of the energy centers in this line, but I feel like when they come out to the heart, it becomes this infinity loop. right here. And a lot of us get stuck on one side of that loop. We're just giving. And we forget that we also need to receive in order to give. You know, it's not one or the other, but it's a flow. You really see that in the colors of the heart, right? It's green and it's pink. So the pink is about the reception, the receiving of energy. And the green is about the abundance, the giving of energy. And sometimes we gravitate to the ones that feel more comfortable to us, right? Like the green, I'm more comfortable giving. I'm more comfortable being generous with my energy, with my love. But to receive that love, no, right? Like, actually, I'll stop here. So if you feel like you're struggling to be receptive to the loving vibration of others, of your community, of the earth, of, you know, the universe, work with those, you know, pink stones to soften that, you know, to help you embrace more of that reception. Yeah, vulnerability and loving vulnerability is transformative. I had a friend share a story where he had grown up never telling his dad that he loved him. They never said, I love you, in their family. He'd been doing some healing work, you know, dabbling, and he was like, his dad had, he was taking him to the airport, you know, he'd like come for a quick visit, and he was like, in his mind, he's like, I'm gonna tell my dad I love him before I leave. And it was like, he was like, it was becoming this big thing like held inside of him. He was like, what is he gonna say? Is he gonna say it back? Is he like, how is he gonna respond? And so he got out of the car, gave his dad a hug, and he's like, I love you. And his dad's like, I love you too. And that was it. It wasn't this big thing. It wasn't this big dramatic thing. But, and we think that it will be. We think that expressing love will be so dramatic and so intense. But it's so familiar and so appreciated. So whenever we can just show up with love, it softens things. It doesn't make it a very jagged experience. It becomes jagged when we have expectations, but when we just freely let the love flow and we, you know, are willing to receive it in return, that's when we feel held in that vibration. One of the things that you shared that I want to just speak to, because I think it's important, is that they do bring up a lot of our pain, a lot of our trauma. They want us to acknowledge it and witness it, because when we hide it or we suppress it, when we avoid it, that's when it takes a hold of our experience. That's when we subvert our power to our trauma. And so when we can see it and we can appreciate it, we can learn from it, we can grow from it, that's when the transformation occurs. That's when we take these wounds and make them sacred. That's when we really embrace the wisdom and learn how to navigate life with grace and ease. Thank you all. This has been a really moving experience for me, and just so grateful to everyone, IX, you know, all of you. I think what Myra said was just really, really true. Like, this wouldn't happen without the teamwork and the collective and all of you showing up and being willing and courageous to do the work. So thank you for letting me be a part of that experience for you.
Thank you for joining us for Mineral Alchemy, Grounded Expansion to Access the Heart. We hope you enjoy this series and that you move forward on your spiritual journey with peace and joy and much light. Thank you.